died, and it was buried out there.
But there's no tombstones.
There was no tombstones or nothing. I do know where the graves are. And the funny part of it, that they were people of, they run a foundry. In fact, this bottom down here is known as a foundry bottom because Mr. Jared had a foundry down there, and I had never have been able to discover where the foundry was, but I do know in running out some of the lines that the corner of one certain track said it's cornered in the edge of Jared Foundry Pond. So I do know where the foundry pond is, and the foundry is bound to be around in the vicinity. However, all this area in here is gullies now, and this sand and stuff is washed in there, and I'd say covered the old foundry up from, I'd say, from 6 to 10 feet of sand, something like that. So that's the reason.
We found a lot of pig iron.
And there's awful lots of pig iron scattered all through this.
And he made a Jared plow.
And he made this plow. And the international dealer over here a few years ago, Mr. Roy Black, which was a county historian, he's dead now. And he told me that part of the Jared foundry still made the part of the international plow.
Yes, sir, right.
That's what he told me. And he had corresponded with them, and they wanted to locate, you know, the original Jared track down here. And I told them I'd be glad to help them in any way, but I would not show them the grave because it's just nothing there. It's nothing to show, and I'm afraid it would do them more harm than it would good. But I would take them and show them anything else there. I tell you an instance there that happened there. My mother told it to me. Mr. Jared had a considerable number of slaves. In fact, the records show in 1860 that he had 15, valued at $29,000 and some odd dollars. And of course, the Yankees came in here in 1862 and freed him. And several years, well, after my mother and daddy had purchased the place, they said it was an old colored couple came back, and they were slaves to Mr. Jared, and they would like to know what happened to him. And Mama took them out and showed them where him and his wife was buried. And they said that when Mr. Jared heard that the Yankees were coming out this way, that he taken his gold money in leather pouches and went off in those gullies, and that was the last time that they saw him. And so where that money went to, nobody knows. Whether he buried it down there, or whether he hid it down there, or what happened to it, but they said that was the last time they saw Mr. Jared.
I wonder why he took it to that particular place.
Well, he was hiding it there because during the Civil War there, that the Yankees would come through and they would loot these houses for money and stuff like that.
But I wonder why he chose that particular place to take it.
That I cannot answer the answer there, unless that he figured that he could run down in those gullies and hide the money, but at those times those were raw gullies and looked like to me his footprints would have given him away. I can't add it all up, but now that's what my mother told me, that they came back here and said that.
That's interesting.
And I've also gone and said this. After Mr. got this property, the house was sealed with this beaded ceiling. You know what beaded ceiling is, don't you?
I think I've seen it.
In other words, it's sort of it's tongue and groove, and then it has three sets of beads there in it, and a bead groove like. And anyway, Mr. Wheeler, he jerked all of the beaded ceiling off and come back and plastered.